And peace on you. Welcome, guys, to Experiencing Real Life podcast. I'm Troy Brewer, coming at you strong from the studios here at Third Stage Ranch in Big Time Glen Rose, Texas. Man, I bless you and I call you blessed in Jesus' name. If you're listening to this at troybrewer.com, I encourage you to sign up for this and listen to all the other episodes as we are airing all of the interviews that I have been doing through YouTube and Facebook from friends all over the world. The amazing Drew Neal, Rabbi Jason Sobel, Jamie Galloway, Paul Wilbur, and a whole bunch of others. And we're continuing to do that. We will continue to make podcasts out of this. Guys, on today's episode, we're going to be going into one of those Facebook Lives and one of those YouTube Live things that I did. So guys, welcome again. And we're about to go right to this special broadcast. Well, here we go.
Well, hello, my friends. Blessings and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Troy Brewer coming at you strong from my office that is hidden deep beneath a trailer park in Johnson County, Texas. I want to welcome you and call you blessed in the mighty name of King Jesus. I thank you so much for joining me today. And I want to tell you today, guys, we are going to be talking about the revival that is coming. And if you've been a part of any of the teaching that I've been doing here the past couple of years, you know very well that I've been saying that there's a revival that is coming. We're going to have to change our wineskins. We've been preaching themes of a tsunami, right? We've really had so many prophetic words given to us that we are a part of a tsunami that actually changes landscapes, right? That changes landscape, that once it moves in, things look way different after that. At the beginning of the year, God gave me a scripture for the year. He gave me several scriptures, but one of the great scriptures that he gave me was he told me to go through all the 3:16 scriptures because this was going to be an incredible year of redemption, that there was a redemptive authority that was taking place this year that was incredible. So he told me to look through all the 3:16 scriptures. We know that 3 represents perfect completion. 16 represents the love of God. The most famous 3:16 being John 3:16. The most unlike 3:16 being 1 John 3:16. And 1 John 3:16 says, that if Jesus laid down your life for him, then you ought to lay down your life for him, right? And so it's like, okay, yeah, put your money where your mouth is. Not very many people preach 1 John 3:16. But then Joel 3:16, the Lord will also roar from Zion, and he will utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and earth will shake, but the Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. It was a scripture that God gave me, and I was actually looking up 3:16s, and this one stood out because we entered into the pay of the Hebrew 80, the mouth, 5780 on the Hebrew calendar, and then we also entered into the roaring 20s, and as soon as we entered into the roaring 20s, boom, the shaking of the nations happened. Okay, well, what happens whenever Jesus roars? The shaking of the nations. The Lord will also roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and earth will shake. Right on. So I had no idea that the coronavirus was going to happen. It was not on my radar, but this word, man, the Lord had already given me this word. God had already given us clear direction. It's a time to go, 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 go. The Lord told me at the beginning of the year that there's going to be an opposing roar that's going to say, batten down the hatches, but that's not what God is saying. That there's going to be an opposing roar that's going to be so big. But I didn't tell you, I had no idea how big it was actually going to be. I had no idea that it would come in the form of actual quarantine, that you wouldn't be able to buy or sell, that you wouldn't be able to travel, that every border in the world would be closed down. Nope, I was clueless about all that. All I knew is that the Lord told me, Troy, I'm roaring from Zion, and there will be an opposing roar that you cannot listen to, and it's going to tell you to batten down the hatches. And I'm saying, do not do that. The Lord is saying, go, go, go. This is a huge year of the green light. I'm not just talking about rebelling against governments. I'm talking about the whole idea of us being in a position where we are caged up and we say, well, we're powerless. There's nothing we can do. Get ready. Get ready, because the upswing of this thing is incredible. There is a revival that is coming, y'all. I'm telling you, man, that there is. We have already seen the turnaround that has taken place at Passover, just as the Lord told us at the beginning of the year. Mark Passover and believe that things are going to change at Passover. And I didn't even know what things for, you know, what things we're talking about. This was January 1st. Started preaching it, and sure as shooting, man, the plague is being stayed, and the prophetic marker is actually Passover. Guys, the extremely good-looking young man that I'm about to have on this program is a friend of mine. I haven't known him very long. I met him in Florida out at God TV several months back. And as soon as I met him, I thought, man, I wonder who this dude is. And I don't know if you do this or not, but when I tend to meet famous people, I tend to Google them. And then I go, oh, he's that guy. And Ben Hughes, you know, he was super good. He's like, Troy, I know your stuff. He walked up to me. I didn't walk up to him. I know who you are, mate. And I love your stuff. And it's awesome. And I mean, he was so good to me. And I lied and acted like I knew him, which I didn't. But then I looked him up and I actually did know his stuff. I'm like, I know this guy. This is great. And this is the very first time I've been able to do ministry with him. And I am so excited about having this brother here with me. Friends, I want to introduce you to my very good friend, Brother Ben Hughes. How are you, sir?
G'day, mate. How you going? So good to be with you. So, so good.
Thanks, man. I'm so glad to see you. How are you faring through all of this, man? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, look, we're doing really, really well. We seem to be so busy. You know, God is doing a lot of amazing things. To be honest, I'm going a little stir crazy with the whole being locked up. I'm an extrovert. I love to, of course, like you, travel all the time. I'm used to being out there and with people. And so that side of it's a bit of a challenge for me, but God is doing some amazing things in the middle of all this for sure.
I was talking to Leanna. We got up early this morning, was sitting down on the porch, drinking our coffee. I have a big red rooster that comes and drinks coffee with me every morning. I named him Sammy Hagar, and he brought his harem up there to me. And I was drinking coffee. I was talking to Sammy Hagar and talking to Leanna. And we said, you know, there has never been in 20 years, it's the first time in 20 years that I have not been out of the nation in a 6-week period.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I'm just like, wow, you talk about a different wineskin, man. What a radically different wineskin. How's Jody doing? How is your bride?
Yeah, she's doing really well. She, you know, we've been doing a lot of media stuff like yourself, and she's about to have a book come out. So it's been the final stages of just doing all the last things with that. But yeah, I mean, so there's plenty to do, but she's probably a little more introverted than me. I love being with people, and I love being on the road, and I love, you know, usually we're away quite a bit more than we're at home. Mm-hmm. And so that side of it's a challenge for me, but we're doing good. We're doing good.
You've been doing a lot of God TV stuff. I know that you have a show on Sid Roth with him. Yeah. Right. I think it's called Pour It Out with Ben and Jody, right?
That's right. Yeah. News,
right. And then you've been doing a lot of God TV. What did you do this last week on God TV? And so that everybody can plug into it, because I think it's actually Facebook related, right?
Yeah, so on the God TV Facebook page, their main page, we've been doing this online global gathering, they've called it. It's called Gather. And basically just pulling all the online global TV, God TV community together just for a time of prayer and just for sharing the gospel. And we're 3 weeks in. This will be week 4 coming up Saturday night. But, you know, our heart has been to really share the gospel and to preach the gospel. And it's been so amazing, Troy. Every single week we've seen a whole stack of people say, yes, Jesus, people getting saved. And just watching the feed, the comments come up with people saying, yes, Jesus, online, you know. And I think, man, like, talk about stick it to the devil. That's right. Awesome. And, it's almost like, is this all you've got? You know what I mean? Like, hey, people are getting saved online right across the nations. You know, we don't even have to leave our home. We don't have to get on an airplane or anything else. And people in the nations come into Jesus over the internet. So it's so amazing.
I know that just last week there was over 250,000 people viewing while you guys were leading people to Jesus. And I want to just give a big shout out to everybody that's watching and say, go to facebook.com/GodTV. And when does it happen? When does it happen?
It's 7 p.m. Central on Saturday night.
That's ridiculous. You know what? I will definitely be plugged in this week. And I'll be sad if you don't recognize me and say hi to me.
All right. Well, okay, that's how we'll start. We'll lead off with that.
Yes,
hello,
that's great.
The family and Troy Brewer.
Thank you. That's the recognition I deserve, Ben. And I'm always appreciative. Whatever. Everybody that's watching this knows that I'm full of baloney. They know that. So I just like to be funny, but I bless you. So guys, I encourage you guys to tune into that. Listen, you have been known for your revival work because back in the day, you guys had a revival in Australia. Was it called the Pineapple Revival? Okay.
Yeah.
And it lasted 18 months. 18 months. And tell me about that. What kind of ridiculousness was that?
Look, you know, it was so, so glorious. It's called the Pineapple Revival because it was, the most of it was held in a building called the Big Pineapple, which literally had a 40-foot fiberglass pineapple out the front of it. It was an old pineapple farm. But, you know, initially we went for 22 weeks, just nonstop. And, you know, we saw every kind of miracle that you can imagine. We saw people saved, delivered. But the most overwhelming thing was the presence of God. The presence of God came so strong. And, you know, I'm reminded of the old book by Jack Deere, you know, Surprised by the Power of God. And we'd been in revival ministry for many years, but we were suddenly surprised. It's like everything went 10X, you know, and we would try to pray for people. And no lies, we had catches. We had catches 3 deep, right, as we'd pray for people. And just that they would get hit like a bomb went off. And, we'd try sometimes going along the prayer line and the altar, and people 3, 4, 5, 6 ahead of what we were trying to pray for would be falling out. And, you know, people would get up every single night, they'd get up off the carpet and they'd come to us and they'd say, you know, I've been a Christian for 20 years and I've never experienced the power of God, the presence of God like this. And so, yeah, it was glorious, Troy, so, so glorious. And when you've experienced that, when you've experienced that level of glory, that level of power, that level of intimacy, it ruins you for anything else. You get totally wrecked for anything less than that.
Hello, my friends. Guys, welcome to the mid-break, and this is only going to be a minute and 30 seconds long, so I'm not going to be here all day long, but I do just want to tell you some really cool things and some different ways that you can connect with us. We're all in my tribe here at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. Number one, if you're ever in North Central Texas, I double dog dare you to come out and to meet me. Yeah, you can do that because I meet all of our first-time visitors following every single service at Open Door Church. And there's always so many people in there that are always so excited about the church service and so disappointed with what I actually look like. Yeah, listen, you need to come prepared to leave crying, not because of church service was bad, just because I'm not very fun to look at. But here's the other part too. If you would rather see me on television, friends, we have a brand spanking new television show. It's called The Open Door Experience, and you can find it on the Daystar Television Network. You can find it on the Amazing God TV Network. You can find it on the Cowboy Channel, which is RFD TV. We're on the American Forces Network. Guys, we're all over the place, and it's brand new, and it's doing so well. So I encourage you guys to find out about it by simply going to troybrewer.com, or as always, you can call 877-413-0888. Now, let's go right back to Open Door Church. The Lord has really put it up on my heart that He wants there to be another great American awakening, a great awakening that's going to take place on the heels of this. It's not just an American thing, but the great awakening is known here in America, as you very well know. I believe that you're an American citizen, right?
No, we're on our way.
That's smart. I want to tell you, I don't blame them. Whoever it is making those decisions, I do not blame. But nonetheless, I know that you're on your way, and you actually live here in Texas, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Right on. So, but you know, the Great Awakening has been, there's been two, and the third Great Awakening is coming, and we're hoping and believing that this is the catalyst that is for that. And so, you know, revival, the Lord has trusted you with revival. What do you have to say about the revival that is coming? And do you agree? And tell me about that.
Look, I feel so strongly. I mean, one of the reasons the Lord actually called us to America. So we were actually in the middle of the revival, the Pineapple Revival, when God began to speak to us that he was moving us here. Three different friends that came and ministered, prophesied, hey, I'm moving, God's moving you to America. And the Lord spoke to us that essentially he was calling us here to come and put our shoulder to the plow for revival, to come in and join in with so many faithful, hungry warriors, prophets, intercessors, evangelists, you know, and to put our shoulder along with that and lend our strength as well. And so right from the beginning, so we moved here coming up on 2.5 years ago with a specific assignment that the Lord was calling us here to be involved in revival.
Come on.
And so we know strongly, I mean, that's what's getting ready to happen here in America. You know, as soon as this broke out, you know, I really heard the phrase, I heard the term in my spirit, viral revival, that revival was going viral in 2020. And even though we've seen this virus, we've seen this coronavirus, you know, I really believe that the move of God, that we're going to see viral revival this year. My wife, we were in New England last year. We did a tour for a couple of months up there. And just as we were driving into New England, my wife actually had a really powerful word. My wife, Jody, had a word from the Lord specifically about the rain coming for the third time. And there's quite a few details which really make it amazing. But, you know, the Lord essentially said it's rained once, it's rained twice, and it's about to rain the third time. And we were actually... at the grave site, the tomb, not the tomb, what do you call it? It's a crypt of George Whitefield, who, of course, was the big part of the Great Awakening.
Sure.
And he's buried in a crypt underneath the pulpit at a church. It's called Old South in Newburyport, Massachusetts. And you can go down and his tomb's just there, like he's encased in concrete. So funny, for the first 100 years that he was buried there, he was actually like it was an open casket. They just had his bones there in a coffin. And the council actually made them encase him in concrete because everyone had been rubbing his skull and it was getting shiny and wearing out. But all that to say,
can't go by and rub your skull. Oh my God.
All that to say, I mean, we believe with everything in us and that we are about to see great awakening, that we're about to see revival. And I think it goes even a little beyond that, Troy. I've been saying this for the last 6 months. I know that there is a meeting coming where the fear of the Lord is coming back to the church in a big way. We've already seen that begin to take place. And some of the shaking, you know, some of the exposure, some of these different things that have gone on both in the body of Christ and in the world, even in the last little while, has really brought a refocusing, a coming back to the fear of the Lord. But I know that the glory, if I could say anything for sure, I know the glory is coming so strong. I keep seeing it that I'm going to be in a meeting someday soon, and in many different meetings. I'm not talking about just me or just my meeting. But I know that I'm going to be in a meeting one day very soon where the glory is going to come so strong in that meeting that everyone in the room is going to be on their faces screaming. And I believe with all my heart that the glory is coming like that and the fear of the Lord is coming like that because God wants to win the world to himself. And he's getting ready to show up and show himself strong. And so, yeah, I believe that with everything in me, Troy.
Okay, so the fear of the Lord is a huge theme that God has given me for the next revival as well. And I mean, I haven't been able to get away from it. It started actually about 2 years ago that the Lord's like, you know what? There's a term that my good friend Ron Cantor uses all the time. He calls it the Samson syndrome. And Samson syndrome means, hey, we don't care how the person lives just as long as he's anointed. Okay, well, the Samson syndrome does not work. And what's real is it is one thing to begin a revival. It's another thing to maintain it and to steward it. It's so impressive that you guys were able to carry that kind of revival and that kind of anointing for 18 months. That's incredible. I mean, it's one thing to carry it all the way through one service. It's another thing to go a week, or especially to go with something ridiculous like a month, but 18 different months. And 18, as you very well know, is the number all the way through the Bible for life. It's to life, l'chaim. That's what that is. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So 18 represents resurrection life. It represents new life. It represents, you know, today, I have a friend of mine in Mexico and she needs help. And She helps. She has a ministry there. And I sent her a gift and I sent her $900. And the reason why I did was because it was in increments of 18. It's 18 times five. It's 180 times five. And I sent that today because whenever our Jewish friends, when they send gifts of that's financial, they always like to do it in increments of 18 so that they can do that as a prophetic act of life. Wow. And so this lady's Jewish, so I wanted to do that and to bless her. I say that to say this. You carried that brother for 18 months, and it's also a double portion of birthing. It's a double set of nines, right? Wow. It's also a double set of fruit bearing. Fruit, of course, fruit bearing is nine, and nine represents fruit bearing. It takes 9 months to have a baby. There's nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. And you actually had a big hunk of fruit in your joint. That place is called the Pineapple Revival.
Come on.
That's crazy cool. I mean,
I love it.
I mean, that's God, brother. That's God. So this next revival, I do not think that it looks like the same as other revivals that we've seen. I think that it has a different face. I know that the wineskins are changed. And I know that was one of the huge words that God gave us, Ben, at the beginning of the year, is that the wineskin has to change. I was with my good friend Chuck Pierce, and actually, you were with us as well at our 2020 conference. I remember yes. you. You showed up there. And what a great conference that was, by the way.
It was amazing. Amazing, especially given what we're in right now.
Yeah. I tell you what, Chuck knocked it out of the park and got up and said, you know, that there's a plague-like disturbance that is coming that's going to cause churches to change the way we gather. Well, hello, nurse. You know, I've been looking for 1,000 empty seats here for 4 weeks. And by the way, I want to tell you, I don't give a rip. I'm sorry. I want us to be able to gather, but I've been busier during this time than I have. I mean, we're feeding 3,000 people a week from our parking lot. We're seeing signs, miracles, wonders. We had 31 salvations last weekend, 31 salvations in the parking
lot. Amazing.
We just saw a person completely healed of cancer. I'm talking about completely 100% verified, medically verified, that she only had months to live. And then boom, sorry, it's all gone. Sorry, wow. We don't know what happened. Well, we know exactly what happened. And so we're seeing all that. But I told everybody at the beginning of the year that this was a year you have to change your wineskins because we've moved into a new era, not just a new season. And sure as shooting worldwide, the entire body of Jesus has had a mandatory wineskin change. You're not traveling. I'm not traveling. We're having to be creative in how we do our ministry. We're having to be innovative in how we're reaching people for Jesus. And by the way, dude, you're knocking it out of the park. It's ridiculous. And we had to change our wineskins. That tells me that God takes this next revival so seriously that he says, I will not waste this wine. You will change your wineskins right now. So we might as well be serious about it because the Lord is serious about it.
Absolutely, he is. You know, I keep saying this, that, you know, we're not on the back foot here. We're not on defense. God's not playing defense here. You know, the gates of hell shall not prevail against an advancing church. And it's so important that we maintain that mindset, that we are not the ones on the back foot here. You know, God is moving so powerfully all around the earth, and people are coming to him. I mean, 32, did you say, salvations on Sunday when church is supposed to be closed, you know, and all you've got is drive-in. That's amazing. You know, that's families, that's lives changed for eternity. And so I'm so excited. You know, it almost feels a little off to say that we're excited in the midst of everything going on. But I really am excited because it's eternity at stake. You know, and I think the whole, the you know, set your mind on things above, the reality of heaven and hell, I think these things are becoming, it needs to be so much more a part of the narrative of the church and a narrative of everything that we're doing, that we're actually living for eternity, that it's eternal consequences. You know, everybody who's ever lived, ever on planet Earth is in one of three places right now, heaven, hell, and earth, you know. And so when he said, fix your mind, set your mind on things above, you know, this is why we do what we do. This is why you do what you do, you know? And so I'm excited. I'm excited, Troy.
Well, listen, I want to ask you, brother, if you would, Ben, would you please pray for us? Would you please pray that there's not a single person that's watching, not a single person that's plugged in that not a single one of us that will miss our day of visitation that is coming. Would you please pray for us?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Love you, Jesus.
Wow. Jesus, we love you. Lord, we lift up your name above every other name. We thank you the name of Jesus is higher right now than every other name. It's way above coronavirus. It's way above everything that we're facing right now, Jesus. And God, I just want to pray for my friend, my brother, my sister who's listening, who's watching right now, God, that they would experience your tangible presence like never before. God, that exactly what you have for them in this season, Lord, would be received by them. God, we call out, I call out to you right now, just like when you were walking past the boat on the Sea of Galilee and the disciples cried out, we call out to you right now, Jesus, come and have your way in us. Come and have your way. God, we want to walk on the water. We want to be the Peter in this season. We want to be the ones who actually look at you and step out, not just hide in the boat, not just stay back in the boat, but we want to get out. And Lord, I hear you calling our name at this time, God. And even for those who don't yet know you, Jesus, I know that you're calling them once again, just like you did to Peter when he was fishing and you said, Peter, come and follow me. And I know that call is going out right now to you, my friend, listening, watching. Jesus is saying, hey, come follow me. This is your time. This is your season. Come be with me. And, you know, Lord, I love what your word says and what Jody, my wife, has been speaking so much, Jesus, that even though we might not know in the natural what the plans are, we might not be able to see hope, your word says that I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And so we want those plans. We say yes to your plans, Jesus, for this season. Your plans, have your way, God. Those plans to give us a hope, a future, to prosper us, to bless us, and not to harm us, Lord. We say yes to you, Jesus, today. Yeah.
Father, I just agree, God, with my really cool brother. And I just declare in the name of King Jesus, Father God, that this wine will not be wasted, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
King Jesus, sir, our hearts are prepared. Our mouth is open wide. Thank you, God, that you spoke a word at the beginning of the year saying, I will fill your mouth. Yes, Lord, fill our mouths, Lord God. Let the power of the Holy Spirit bring signs and miracles and wonders. I pray, Father God, sir, for the whole wonder realm that we'd say, God, I didn't even know that you did that. And I would certainly never think that you would do it in that place. And look at what you're doing. Father God, sir, we can't map out your hand. But for King Jesus, sir, we want to map out the depths of your amazing heart. Father God, sir, we repent. King Jesus, let there be a spirit of repentance across the entire planet Earth, Lord God, where we say, God, Father God, sir, we want to love what you love. God, we want to hate what you hate. God, we want to do what you do. God, we want our priorities, God, to be your priorities, Lord. King Jesus, pour out your Holy Spirit. Father God, let there be a viral revival here, Lord God.
Come on.
And I love you and praise you and thank you for God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Ben, let it be, man. Let it be. I want you to know that I praise God for the seed that you've sown, for the fields that you've plowed, and I'm looking forward to seeing what all God does with you through this next great revival, and I'm proud of you, brother.
Wow, thank you so much. We love you, Troy.
Thanks, man. Hey, man, listen, if people want to contact you, how do they do that?
Yeah, our ministry is called Pour It Out Ministries. So you can go to pouritout.org or hit us up on Facebook, Pour It Out Ministries. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, listen, man, as soon as you're able to travel and when it's safe to get out and hug people again, come out here and hug me, man, and let's get together and let's do something radical.
I'd love that. Love that so much. Thank you.
Hey, God bless you so much, my friend. Blessing to you. Well, you know what, guys? The amazing Ben Hughes right there with me. And you know what? Also, on the other end of this, I have Miss Tabitha. Miss Tabitha Murphy, who is our social media director. And it's good to see you. How are you doing, kiddo?
I'm doing good.
So, friends, that's all the time that I have for today. And Miss Tabitha, thank you so much for working.
Right.
Hey, man, say this with me. Are you ready? I call you the head and not the tail, above and highly favored of the Lord. God bless you so much, everybody. Blessings and peace on you. Bye-bye.